You're listening to the FQXI Podcast. Why is there no certainty in physics?
Well,
please don't make a joke about Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. I'm still recovering from the item from October 2012, in which I learned that the uncertainty principle had been violated in some experiments.
The good news is that now researchers think they have found a mathematical proof for Heisenberg's uncertainty principle in the way that it was first formulated by Heisenberg. He visualized a microscope that pinpoints the position of a small particle by firing light at it. He noted that if you tried to get an accurate readout of a very well-defined position, you would have to fire an energetic photon or particle of light at the particle you wanted to measure. But that photon would inevitably knock the particle, changing its momentum.
It's a handy way of understanding why you can't know both a particle's position and its momentum, or where it's going, at the same time.
But Heisenberg never offered a mathematical proof of this. Now, Reinhard Werner at the Leibniz University in Hanover, Germany, and colleagues have filled in that gap, as Werner explained to me earlier.
Well, actually, you have to see that in 1927, quantum mechanics was just born, right? It was just still in diapers. So one of the things that people said at the time was that this matrix mechanics of Heisenberg and colleagues was unanschaulich. That is, you couldn't make any pictures of that. You couldn't picture what is happening. And so the title of his paper actually is concerning the, well, okay, über den anschaulichen Inhalt der quantenmechanischen Kinematik and so on. So he tried to discuss how much of this visualizable content could be done for the matrix mechanics. Okay, so he discusses this microscope. Basically, you use light to look at a quantum particle. Well, that's what a microscope is. So, for example, if you use light to look at a particle, you can look at this light either in the wave picture or in the particle picture. In the wave picture, it's clear that the resolution of your microscope is not going to be better than the wavelength of the light. Well, at least roughly. Right? It's a very rough argument. And on the other hand, with this wavelength, there would be associated momentum. So the light would actually kick the particle that you look at. So you would kick the particle and thereby disturb it somehow. And so the closer you look, that is, the shorter the wavelength of your light, the stronger this disturbance would be. That was basically Heisenberg's argument. It has not very much to do with a microscope, with all this optical imaging system. Actually, Heisenberg nearly failed his doctoral exam over this.
Goodness, I didn't know that.
I mean, he was a brilliant young guy, but for the PhD exam, there was also an experimentalist on the panel. And he asked him about optical resolution of microscopes. There is a classical theory of diffraction about this by Abbé and other people. So I guess that's what they wanted to know in the exam, and Heisenberg had not a foggiest idea. Anyway, I mean, there's a lot in Heisenberg's paper which is hand-waving, and therefore it's a challenge to translate stuff that is written in this heuristic picture, if you want, to really transfer that into honest quantum mechanical language, that is, the modern formalism of the theory, and then see whether it holds up or it doesn't. Right? So, of course, the idea was to go back and see whether one could make a clear mathematical statement about that, and that's what we did.
Right? And so how did you and your colleagues go about doing that? What particular ideas did you bring to that that Heisenberg wasn't able to at the time in terms of the mathematics or the sort of the quantum formalism?
Heisenberg doesn't work at this level at all. I mean, in the paper, he actually says that he's going to prove this uncertainty relation that was sort of heuristically derived. He announces that he's going to prove it later in the paper by using the commutation relations, which is really like the formalism of the theory. But then there is nothing of the sort in the paper. Absolutely nothing. So it's a bit strange. So he must have felt the need to really do it in the quantum language, which would involve the commutation relation and all that, but he never did. So noticing that, we thought there should be a proof, and we did it. Well, actually, I myself made a proof in 2004, which in some sense was the first. And now we have a nicer version.
You know, there's some controversy that remains, I guess, about this question. Actually, a few months ago in the October podcast, I spoke to Lee Rozema, who had been performing experiments where his group found that in some sense they could violate Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. They could make measurements that kind of went below the sort of the error threshold that you might expect for their experimental results. So how does that work stand in comparison to your proof? How do they sort of relate to each other?
Okay, so in one sense, it drove us on to actually prove it in this way. The theoretical part of it is by Masano Ozawa. Ozawa's version is something that we don't really agree with. The quantities that he actually defines, we've found were completely nonsensical. Now, basically, the disagreement is in, well, how should you define the quantities in the uncertainty relation? And different definitions lead to different statements, right? So there's certainly nothing wrong with Ozawa's mathematical work. But conceptually, well, we tried to make sense of these definitions and sort of failed. The controversy is going on, and this will continue for a while, I'm sure. So there was a recent post on the archive by Lee Rosima, was also in that, and Ephraim Steinberg, a note on different definitions of momentum disturbance, where they are commenting on our paper, which was also on the archive. Well, okay, so we'll have to answer to that, and we'll also make a more extensive study of Ozawa's definition.
Let me ask you, because this controversy is ongoing, what is the importance of finding out whether Heisenberg's uncertainty principle set out this way can be proved or not? Because I guess, although it's something that's so central to quantum mechanics, there's no real debate that it could be wrong or that there is no uncertainty in quantum mechanics at all, because that sounds like, you know, the whole formulation of quantum mechanics would kind of come tumbling down. So what is the importance of looking at this specific case of the Heisenberg microscope?
Exactly, because it's such a general feature of quantum mechanics, we should understand it as precisely as possible, right? And this precision here means a conceptual and a mathematical precision. As you say, this is not going to change quantum mechanics into something totally different. On the other hand, quantum measurements are becoming better and better. So many measurements these days in current labs in quantum optics, let's say, are actually approaching these accuracy limits. So you actually should be interested in the quantitative aspect of it also. Like, what exactly is the quantum limit there? So one area where this also is very important to get quantitatively is quantum cryptography.
So this is where you try to kind of encode messages that are sent between, for instance, two computers or something, but using an ultra secure way by kind of exploiting quantum mechanics, so that the idea being that if any eavesdropper comes in and tries to listen to it or tries to read any of the information that's being transmitted, because of quantum uncertainty, they'll leave a detectable disturbance.
Exactly. Right? In this case, if you want to build a quantum cryptography line, you have to give quantitative bounds on how much an eavesdropper could have learned, given what the legitimate users of the channel learn about their data, right? So this whole field only makes sense when you make quantitative bounds. In this sense, I think this whole investigation, including all the people involved in it, and maybe even if there is a controversy, is going in this direction, that you understand better the quantitative limits.
That was Reinhard Werner talking to Zia. Or was it? I'm just not certain about anything anymore. There's just too much controversy.